Well, this is kind of it.
This is the intro.
How about, so it's not awkward, we say each other's names. But then I don't know if that's more awkward. It would seem too campy. Okay. I feel like
Going by our alias names?
I mean, if you want to go full government. Well, this is it.
This is starting. This is what I pay $9.99 for my Spotify for.
I can't wait till we get ads. Oh well. Anyways, this is kind of the podcast that's kind of been
put on hold
for like a year. I feel like mine's too loud. Maybe I can. Oh, I might be good. But yeah, this is the Blockcasters' first episode.
The Blockcasters!
As you could tell, because it's a little,
That sounds so 90s.
It's supposed to be like Blockbuster.
Oh, shoot.
It's a podcast, not a radio show.
No wonder my nostalgia was just going off. It's like, it seems familiar!
Man, I hope it's not too loud. I feel like the bars are raised.
Okay, raising the bar.
Raising the bar. If it's too loud, just don't wear headphones.
Or turn your volume down. It's already on one!
It's already on one! What song are we called?
CB4.
CB4. For some reason, I want to say CB4.
Did I mention before that I could dance?
Shut up, eat your big ass biscuit. That's hilarious.
Oh man, we should watch that.
There's like too many movies we have to watch.
Recommendations are always.
I was gonna say comments below, but we're not going YouTube.
Yeah, we're not yet.
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 First, let us get to the first episode.
Yeah, let us clean the studio up first. Right now, it looks like a garage.
It's giving garage vibes.
We're giving garage vibes.
It's a part of the thing, though. So even when we blow up and get big, our thing's gonna be a set of garage, like Wayne's World. Swing. 1, 2. Or no, is it 3, 5, 2?
Yeah. 4, 3, 2. You don't say 2 or 1.
Yeah. So the whole what is it called? Like, what's the is it premise?
Yeah.
Of the podcast. At first, we were gonna do like a movie each episode, but I felt like that's too a lot of work.
A lot of work watching movies. I would rather do that.
It's a lot of free work.
If you're paying me, I can do it.
I don't know. I feel like it's all fun and games till you commit to it. And then it's like, I just want to watch the movie. I want to write notes. Do you listen to any podcasts that do something like that? Like movie reviews?
Yes. Don't ask me the titles because I'm bad with names.
Do you listen to the Freddie Prinze one? That was pretty scary.
I only saw clips of his.
You're a lying ass. You told me you do listen to it. I only asked again for the audience to know.
I watch clips. Well, I got ADHD. That's why I'm sad about TikTok leaving.
You can watch Instagram Reels. Oh, we have to take these shots.
Oh yeah, for the first episode, we're taking shots.
Oh, that turns into an everything. And then it turns from shots to a bottle, every bottle.
Every bottle.
Every episode's a bottle.
All right, so tell them what we're drinking.
We're drinking Don Julio, the brown one.
1997.
Great year. All right.
Oh, gosh.
It smells like... You know, so it smells not wine.
Oh, okay. I don't swish it around. All right. Okay, here we go.
All right. I don't know why it tastes so bad.
Because it's tequila. And we're also drinking Squirt with it?
No, we're drinking a fizzy soda until they pay. Mm. We have no free sponsors other than Don Julio.
Don Julio.
Because we support Mexicans. Okay.
No, I do love Squirt, though, in case you're listening.
I'm going to bleep that out. I am the editor. what I was saying about how the podcast is called Blockcasters? I was going to say Blockbusters. Because our original was going to be Scaredy Cats, but no free promo. That shit was taken. I looked it up.
But they were spelled differently.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like... Oh, it was with a C, huh?
Yeah.
We were going to do with a K. But I feel like if people would have looked it up, they would automatically go to C and subscribe to random people and not us randomly. So, yeah. Need me a little drinky, too.
Oh, yeah, I kind of want another shot, but we left the bottle.
Yeah, we can't go back. We got to continue running the show.
Yeah.
We only got this the studio for an hour.
What'd you pay an hour around here?
can't tell you. Oh my god. What was I gonna say? I'd done some podcast episodes before, and you did one.
I was a guest on one.
Yeah, he was a guest on mine. So yeah, he's still new to it, and I'm still trying to get back into it. So if the audio is a little messed up, or if there's a lot of breathing.
Yeah, our producer is watching his kids.
Instead of watching us, he's watching.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So if the mics are messed up, that's his fault.
Yeah. Hopefully we have no audio problems. If so, it's just going to be a fucked up sounding episode. But it's episode one.
It's baby steps.
Yeah. If episode 10 is still like this,
then it's time to call it quits.
Yeah. Which I hope not, because I never made it to episode 10.
Ever?
I tried twice. I always get to a sixth episode, and then that's it.
Oh, wow.
The 6 week is a tough one. So if I go over that, I'm going to be very proud of myself. That's my New Year's resolution.
For 10 episodes?
For 10 episodes.
A full season?
Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say, so you just have to remember not to laugh too loud in the mic. And then you have to be very cautious of your breathing. Because that was my first mistake.
I can't do that.
Don't breathe at all.
I can't breathe.
Matilda. Don't breathe at all. She's like, don't even breathe loudly.
I want some chocolate cake now.
Bruce chocolate cake. Bruce's, damn.
Bruce's chocolate cake.
I'm just going to beat that whole thing.
All right.
Just so you know something was funny, but you don't know the joke. You pay for our our Patreon content.
You get all the naughty bits.
Oh my god. So I guess we gotta start talking about movies. Kind of movie podcast. Are we gonna be all genre? I think we should be all genre, but I think we should be mainly like scary. Horror.
Scary horror. There's different versions of horror.
Well, you know, that's why I didn't want to say that. You know, just all.
Or you could just talk about horrors. I know a thing or two about them.
I want to be invited to the local conventions. We could have a live podcast there.
Ooh, at Sinister, Art the Clown is going to be a feature. I remember when he was just a little baby.
Oh, I was gonna say that. Oh, we could talk about that. So, our local horror convention. This is nerd talk. Well, the first time I went was a few years ago. And, what was I going to say? Oh, Art the Clown was there. But this is before anybody even knew who Art the Clown was. Well, you did.
I had a shirt. I was one of the first to have a shirt.
I seen the little, what was it? The, what's it called? The Terrifier thing. The little mini one. The, was it called Halloween something? No.
The are you talking about the short film?
Yes.
Okay.
When it was on Netflix. I think it was like 2020-ish. I seen that. But I really didn't take much out of it. I wasn't like, oh my god, that's Art the Clown. I don't even think I knew his name. Even though he fucking put shit all over the wall. Wait, was that the short? Why he put shit on the wall?
I think he just put shit in the wall in the movie.
Oh, well.
Or maybe he put shit in,
I know his thing is to write his name.
Yeah.
Sometimes shit, sometimes blood, sometimes it's...
Yeah. We haven't seen the third one yet, by the way.
I did listen to a podcast about it, though, and I was like...
Is there shit in the third one?
There's a lot. I heard there's a lot of shit. A lot of stuff. I hate when they say, oh, I was so gross. People walked out the movie theaters. And I'm like, how gross can it be? But then when we watched the second one, I was like, oh. I mean, but I wouldn't walk out the movie theater.
I feel like that type of movie is awkward to watch in a theater.
Yeah. Especially with a snack.
With the snack. I just got my chocolate ice cream. Double scoop.
Double scoops. when we start doing like YouTube or just any video thing, or even like Instagram clips and you could comment, we could be like, say like at least 5 movie references that we used.
And you'll get a sticker.
And we'll send you a sticker.
We'll send you a sticker as soon as we think of a design.
Well, we're still working on it. We're still... Oh, we didn't even time... I don't even know how long an hour is going to be.
60 minutes.
I guess we'll just end it at 5:40. I'm guessing we've been going for like 10 minutes. Time flies when you're having fun.
Then we're going to make some chicken mole.
Oh my god. Do you remember Dinner in a Movie?
Yes.
Was that on USA?
I think it was on TBS.
Oh, yeah. One of those channels.
And they would make a whatever food item to go with the movie.
So if it was Sandlot, it was like hot dogs and like baseball type food. That was a good show.
It was.
Maybe we should do that should also be a part of the thing. Is like we'll make
something
with the movie. We'll just take their whole shit.
We'll have cheese pizza for Home Alone.
Our cheese pizza from Goofy Movie. Mm. We just make it all slimy and gross.
Oh man, that looked good.
It did look good. I like the disappear. If a cartoon has like the disappearing cheese that just runs off the pizza, but like never makes a mess, just disappears.
He's gonna be joining gangs under your thumb, Goof. Man, he was an asshole for a dad, huh?
Whatever happened to Goofy's wife?
What happened to her?
I don't like when they don't explain. I like when Disney movies explain what.
All Disney movies, they kill the parent or the mom or somebody.
I was about to say I like when they explain it, but they never explain any. Oh, Bambi. But where was the dad? We all know what happened to Bambi's mom, but where was the dad?
He hired the hit.
We're hunting for Bambi's dad. Oh, God. That fucker.
That fucker.
To be honest, I never seen Bambi. I seen that one part, and I was like, I'm out. As soon as I seen that, I was like, what could get worse? I can't.
Oh, man. I haven't seen Disney movies in so long.
I was like, she just taught him how to walk? Now this happens?
I like Lion King. That's a classic.
They're all tearjerkers.
Yeah. Aladdin?
I like Little Mermaid. But got some great soundtrack.
At my gym, the lady that works there, I think she's the manager. She looks exactly like Ursula, the sea hag.
I thought you were going to say that they play the soundtrack.
The last time that I went to karaoke, this guy did Gaston. That song Gaston.
They had the words up?
Yeah.
Or he's like, don't worry about the words, I got this.
I forgot how it went.
I just remember them cheering their beers together.
That was awkward because nobody even paid attention to him.
You feel bad for him?
I felt very bad
for him. Is this a hot take?
It's a very hot take.
I don't know. I don't think why did you feel bad for him? Now you gotta explain yourself.
It was just embarrassing. He did the voice and everything. What? Like the little fat guy's voice from the cartoon.
Oh, you're talking about the actual guy?
Yeah, at karaoke, there's a guy singing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about movie.
No.
That's why I said it was a hot take.
No. I went to karaoke. Uh-huh. And a drunk guy.
Pedestrian, you drunken pedestrian.
Damn drunken pedestrians. What movie was that?
I don't know. Nicholas.
It sounds familiar. Oh my god. I see the clip in my head. I just can't think of the movie now.
We'll circle back.
We'll circle back. Or if this ever gets clipped, write in the comments below.
We had a video. We can insert it.
All right.
But maybe episode.
I know it was a homeless guy that said it.
Yeah. Like on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Had to be outside. I'm not sure.
Oh, it was Back to the Future. Red. When he crashed into the theater. I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure it was Back to the Future. Damn, drunken production.
All right, back to your story, karaoke.
Yeah. Went to karaoke, and then this drunk guy was doing the Gaston song, and nobody paid attention. Nobody laughed, nothing.
Well, how many, was it filled?
It was filled, too. The energy just wasn't there that week.
What? Yeah.
That's something I like to do for fun, karaoke.
Do you ever do a song?
I have not done a song yet.
Well, that's not a fun thing you do. That's a fun thing you like to go.
I like to drink.
Participate.
I like to drink.
He likes to do his part and be the audience. Yeah. Remember that time you went to the stand-up show in the bar? On the Y?
Oh, yeah. Jumbo Shrimp. Shout out to Jumbo Shrimp if you still
do. One of the people try to do the crowd work.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you do? I don't think you should be able to do crowd work in like an audience of five. Makes it awkward. I don't know what's more awkward, if you're going to a popular show and they ask you a question, or if you go to a little intimate show and they ask you a question.
Oh, man. I remember I went to Ace of Spades.
Spades of Ace.
Ace of Spades, Spades of Ace. And there was this comedian there. And
Ace of Spades?
Yeah, it was an art show.
That's just called happy hour.
It was weird because it was an art show, so you had people doing their art. You had people bands doing their come show. Up, and then you had a random comedian.
Okay. Was he not funny?
The funniest joke that he said, this is also years ago, so it's kind of...
He said it, not you.
No, there's a... He was doing his crowd work, and he seen a guy with, like, tats all over his face. And he goes, what are you, Tekashi 916? That's funny because we're in the 916 area code.
Oh yeah, I was about to be like, it's funny, right, guys? That's hilarious. He's right waiting to use that.
He's a who has face tats. Then he talked about that he drove a Prius, and that's hard to do drive-bys in a Prius.
I feel like I heard that joke.
Oh man, he stole it?
Either he stole it or someone stole it from him. Someone was scouting in that crowd. Somebody's
stealing jokes here.
Carlos Mencia?
Oh yeah, Carlos Mencilla.
I'm sure that's an old joke too.
And his real name Ned?
Yeah, and he's not even Mexican.
He's Honduran.
And he grew up in the suburbs?
The suburbs.
Suburbs.
I wish I lived in the suburbs.
I do. I'm
sorry. Moving on up. To the
Oh. It's because I got scared. The computer went off, and I thought the whole... Well, I thought the computer turned off, but the screen went to, like, this weird...
We were just talking to each other for 15
minutes. Now, I've been watching it this whole time, and it's kind of distracting, because it's kind of weird to talk to you but not look at you. I feel really autistic.
I'm used to it.
Have you seen, well, I know, but we gotta tell the audience, have you seen the new Crow movie? And what's your thoughts on it?
The new Crow movie as in the Crow movie from like 5 months ago?
The remake.
That was horrible. 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 I was so bored with it.
How many dooms do you give it?
I give it 100 dooms. Ready? Doom! Doom!
Ah, we gotta make our own. Every time we talk about a segment of a horrible movie, we need a...
a scale of how horrible it is?
Uh-huh. We'll think about it. But anyways, what do you think about
that? How many Frankenstein turds do you give it?
I can't wait to see the animation on that. <It's> On the video version, you just see little dupes falling down.
Just little green turds. Well, monster green turds.
That's funny, though, because I wasn't, even though Frankenstein is green, I wasn't thinking of green.
He's a lot of Lucky Charms.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens. You eat Lucky Charms or Fruity Pebbles. The dye, which we're finally banning it here.
Aw, the deliciousness.
The deliciousness. When they take out that red 40.
I'll be selling it. $20 a cereal bag.
You still have hot Cheeto sodas?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It does have red dye in it.
It does have. It has a lot of red dye in it.
I am saving it then.
Oh, somebody 15 years from now will buy it off of eBay and then drink it on.
That's why I'm doing the investment. Because I've seen, like, usually on YouTube videos, they're like, I drink a 10-year-old soda or a 20-year-old something. And it's like, who had that for that long?
Right?
So I wanted to be that person.
To have
something.
10-year-old
soda. Because it's like, why did you have this? And it's not even cracked open.
We better start going shopping for all the red 40 dye.
All the gummies, all the hot Cheetos. They already take it out, hot Cheetos.
I think it's still in hot Cheetos.
I don't like how they changed the packaging. I feel like hot Cheetos are great when they first came out and they had that clear little window. Oh, you can see the hot Cheetos. I feel like it tasted better.
I'm not a fan of the fries.
I like them. At first I didn't like them, but
It tastes like really cold McDonald's stale fries.
So they got it down.
They got it down. Yeah, that's how you do it. If I think of it like that, then maybe I'll enjoy it.
Oh, you never told us about the Crow. What did you like about the Crow?
Oh, yeah.
It was shit?
It was shit. I don't have nothing to say about that. It was boring. They should have just stuck, my personal opinion, is modernize the original.
The thing, okay, so I even tried to give it, like, the benefit of the doubt of, like, okay, maybe it's its own story, and not even to compare it to the original, and then it just even shitted on that, like, it just took that and was like, I just felt disrespected by even trying to.
I just felt like I was watching Machine Gun Kelly being the Crow.
I feel like
that was the girlfriend's movie and not his.
That's what sucked about it. So if nobody's seen it, which nobody's seen it.
Nobody's seen it. You're not missing anything, but just in case you're a little interested.
Yeah, we're just going to do a little bit. I mean, it's not really a spoiler, especially if you've seen the original one. But basically, it's like a couple, and they both fucking die. But the original, the character, like the girlfriend character, she has she doesn't even have like more than probably a whole minute.
Yeah, but like 1 or 2 minutes of screen time.
And you feel bad. Like you feel bad about everything that's happening.
And this bitch is in
this
the whole
bitch
movie.
Is on the whole movie. And I knew what was happening and I was like, I still don't care. Like even when they try to make like moments so it's like, oh, but it's like, no. I don't. If she dies, I don't really. I don't care.
the last 15 minutes is okay.
No, yeah. That's the thing, is that if they started that, what, how long is the movie? Like an hour or something? If they would have did that 10 minutes in, I would have been like, oh, okay. Because the opera scene, that's the best part. It's a good scene.
Yeah, I'm trying to block that movie out of my head.
No, but if I was in the movie theater, talking about walking out of movie theaters, I think that would be a time I would walk out the movie theater and wouldn't even get to see that scene. And I really like that scene.
I watched it in a movie theater.
No, that's sad.
It was my movie group and maybe three other people in a full theater.
I would ask for my money back. Did you leave? Or you didn't leave?
No, I paid like $15 to watch this. And I just prayed, and I prayed that it was going to get good. I never did.
They're like, we showed you the characters. We should have known.
You should have known.
It's on the ticket stub. No refunds, just for the simple fact that you knew better.
I like going to the movies simply just for the concession stand.
I like it the same, yeah. I don't think I could ever go to a movie, even if I ate, and not get popcorn.
There's just joy in that.
It's just automatic, like, what are you, a psychopath? You go to popcorn, I mean, go to a movie.
And like, I could do dinner, and then I'll go to the movies, and then I'll still get hot dogs and popcorn.
Yeah, I just need some popcorn.
At my theater, we have a cafe inside.
He also goes to, like, a theater that's, it's like a mom and pop theater.
It's fancy.
I said that like if it was a bad thing. But I was like, you don't even have rewards.
It's go to a the fancy movies? Theater. The giant screen is beautiful.
My theater's fancy.
Your theater's commercial.
It's the Cinemark.
The Cinemark inside the mall.
It's a very nice mall.
It's a very nice.
It's a Galleria, if you will.
It's so confusing because when you go in...
Do you want to go to the mall?
Do you want to go to the mall with me? When you go in, you got to go upstairs, then you got to go back downstairs, then you got to take a couple corners.
Oh, it is confusing, like, where you park. It's like, the logical place to park, it's like, oh, so I could find my car. This is where I'm going to park.
I want to park right in front of the theater section.
Yes, where it says, oh, the theater's right here. But then when you get there, you're like, oh... This wasn't easy at all. This was...
You gotta go through Labyrinth. I was waiting for David Bowie.
I never seen that movie.
You never seen it?
I never seen it.
Oh, gosh.
You must have never had it on VHS. If you never owned it and never seen it. I could tell you every movie you didn't have on VHS. Because it's something I haven't seen. Remember your VHS collection and the little shelf? It was like a bookcase.
Yeah.
And it, like if you closed it, it had a key.
I think people used to keep their pornos.
Is that what it was for?
That was originally what it was for.
Yeah, because you think about it, because what else
would like, why would you lock your videos? I just want my collection.
Very private about
my collection.
I'm a manly man and I like romantic films. You don't need to know that.
My tape's rewound.
I'll tell you what it is. I don't rewind my tapes. I don't want people to judge me that I wasn't kind and rewind. Whoever made that slogan is like, yeah, I wonder where they're at. Probably dead.
I'm crying that we're streaming now.
Do you still buy DVDs?
I'm going to again.
I want to too. They have like they've been having some like cool cover cases. Like every time I go to Walmart and I go in that section, I'm like, oh, that's a cool.
I miss bonus features.
I do too. I was talking about that the other day. I miss going through the special features. Like I feel like that was like a time.
Yeah.
Because you got excited about it. You're like, oh.
Especially if
it over was 10 hours.
Especially with a double disc edition.
Uh huh. Yeah, clear my schedule.
Still, best DVD ever is Van Wilder.
Oh, that's good.
That is packed with fun special features. And the menu.
What was the menu thing? Was it just a song?
It was a song.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you could choose to have it like regular or uncensored. Hilarious. Good times. We gotta bring that back.
You gotta look it up on YouTube.
I don't think they have that on YouTube.
I don't know. You could
find anything on
YouTube. I'm surprised I found the Boogeyman DVD.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys don't know what Boogeyman was, it was like
Boogeyman, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Boogeyman. Boogeyman. I was thinking, yeah, this whole time I kept saying Boogeyman, and when I looked it up on YouTube, I seen it said Boogeyman, and I was like, Mandela Effect.
That was my very first DVD I ever owned.
It was literally one of the very first DVDs ever made.
I bought it at Suncoast.
Oh, wow. That's a memory. Oh. I feel like when I think of Suncoast, I think of the popcorn thing that was right in front of it with the pink popcorn. I could, like, smell it.
Oh, wow.
A little, it wasn't a little trolley, but you know what I'm talking about. Do you remember the little popcorn thing? The stand?
I don't remember that.
Ah, you can even look it up on YouTube. I feel like I just seen a video the other day that was like, oh, Downtown Mall. And they showed that. It was right in front of the Carl's Jr. Yeah.
I'm going to start just filming everything now.
Yeah, that's funny too, because I was thinking that when I would see old videos on YouTube that people put on, I'm like, how do they even think to do this? Like the vloggers before the vlogs?
Yeah. It's just like downtown before we got our stadium. Mm-hmm. It's just weird that was a mall before.
Carl's Jr.
I remember when we went to Carl's Jr. and they couldn't find that the guy. They were like, Bob?
They just kept going back to
the place. Going, a new person would come out looking, Bob?
Which says a lot, because now they'll probably call your name and then just leave your shit on the counter and be like, I don't know. The workers aren't the same.
No, just a bunch of degenerates. Care about the customer.
Nobody cares about the customer Nobody experience. I don't know how we got on that from the Crow.
How did that?
I don't know how that spiraled.
But the Crow sucks.
Yeah, we give that 2 Frankensteins. I give it
5 Frankensteins.
We give it a whole diarrhea. Where's my sound effect? I feel like Frankenstein would have a little cute tooth. Oh, do you think we're gonna get like a Frankenstein movie or something soon?
We are. Who's gonna be Frankenstein? It's the guy from Euphoria. It's gonna be Frankenstein.
Which guy?
The asshole boyfriend. The rich
boy. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, you can see it.
Put he has the Frankenstein forehead.
Yeah. Just square it up a little bit.
What would we... Are we getting a... what's the little creature? The swamp? The green creature. I'm trying to think of all the monsters.
Gill Man. But... Creature of the Black Lagoon? That one?
I don't know. This is the time. If they're going to make it.
They're going to make it. But do it.
I want them to come out every weekend. With weekends after each other.
Oh, man. We need a Dracula movie. Like a legit Dracula movie. Not Nosferatu. We got Nosferatu. We haven't seen it yet. I need to know why everyone keeps saying, bounce on me. Bounce on me.
If you know,
well, we'll probably see the movie by then. But I'm just curious, why do people keep on saying "bounce"?
That's funny. We should try to see it tomorrow.
I heard that he has like a giant.
Finish your sentence.
A giant handlebar mustache.
Really?
Yeah.
What I just pictured.
I'm used to him having those giant eyebrows.
When you said that, I pictured the little stringy ones like people that do karate.
Like a sensei.
Somebody told me. If someone told you, that's how you get out of every comment. I'm like, oh, that's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
That's what someone else said.
Those Chinese mustaches. Ancient Chinese mustaches.
Maybe that'll get edited out. We're doing on time. I think we should go for another 15 minutes.
All right.
Do Do you remember the last time you went to Blockbuster? Are we your Blockbuster? Or which one came first? Were they the same time? Blockbuster or Hollywood Video?
Blockbuster came first, and then Hollywood Video.
Was the competition?
Yeah, and then we had a bunch of little mom and pop stores, like Big Ten.
Oh, yeah.
Is Big Ten still around? Or still
you can still cash your checks there.
they just took out all the movies? I remember like when they were upgrading and they're selling pagers.
And phones.
And then phones.
And then phones.
And then it's like, oh, come in here and pay your phone, your bills.
Every time I went into a Blockbuster, I always wanted one of those popcorn buckets with the seeds on the bottom. But when you I don't know how you do it. Would you put it in the microwave? It was a bucket, but it was empty.
Oh, and you're not talking seeds. About the one that's on screen?
No. Oh. It's funny because I always think of a scary movie. When it just keeps blowing up. but no, it's just an empty popcorn bucket, and the seeds are at the bottom.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
But how do you make it? I'm guessing they're just the bucket, and then you cook it on the stove?
You have to have a really big microwave.
I always want one of those. Have you ever had stove popcorn?
No.
I never. I think one time I took the kettles out the bag and put it in a pot, and then I covered it, and then it's scary.
Have you ever bought any of the condiments for your popcorn?
I think we got the cheddar one before, but we're about to get the popcorn maker in the living room. I seen it on Amazon. Well, yeah.
You should get the hot dog one to go with it.
That's too much. Oh, well, it was a damn circus. What do you think I'm running here?
And then you got
do hot dogs as we podcast.
Cotton candy machine. I always wanted to do that. I feel like it won't be good, though.
It's all hairy.
Yeah, oh, my whole arm is cotton candy.
You're not going to do it, right? So you want to work out of a carnival.
My dream. Run away and join the circus. Horror movies that take place at the circus are always fun. Or like at a fair or a carnival somewhere.
Oh, the best season of American Horror Story is Freak Show. Oh, maybe. Yeah, it's a good one.
Freak Show?
It's up there. Is it the best season?
It's up there.
It's
with
up
the,
there.
With the Meep. I like Meep.
No, that's why I can't rewatch it.
Because of Meep?
Because of Meep.
Oh, man, he died in real life, too.
Ah, oh, that makes it worse.
That makes it worse. Or the little
Petite.
Her name. I seen, like, a funny video with her on, I forgot where. It was a short somewhere.
That was a pun?
Yeah. It was a pun. It was like a little skit that this guy was doing with her, and he's all, can I see how far I can kick you? And she's like, yes! And he kicks her all the way to the moon.
I like those those videos of the little people. I don't know what they would like to be called. But, and they're like, oh, what would you do if I came in your house? Have you seen them?
Yes. Or when they're, they open the door and then they bang it against the car. Yeah. And then you see the point of view and it's a little toy car. What would you do if we came to your
I guess by the time that we do another podcast, we'll know if TikTok's actually banned.
Oh yeah, it's gonna. This is the
last
weekend.
I have a lot of free time.
This is the weekend we'll find out if we're all gonna be speaking Mandarin.
Oh, that's funny. Did you even download the?
I did, but I haven't really explored it yet. I'm still learning.
So you got into it? Because I've seen that a bunch of people said they couldn't verify like their number or something.
I set my thing up. I just haven't explored.
Oh.
I'm learning my Chinese words.
Oh, you want to share?
I forgot. I said I'm learning. I didn't say I knew.
Damn, what movie was it? The Adam Sandler one. Adam Sandler, he has like cancer or something. Funny people.
Okay.
What do they say? Oh, I say it all the time and I forgot now. When the little girl's at the kitchen table.
It's been a minute since I seen it.
What is it? Comment below.
Comment below.
Oh, Baba Booyah or something. No, Baba Booyah. Is that ringing a bell?
No, I only watched that movie one time. It was too sad for me.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Baba Booyah, something like that.
Seen Uncut Gems or Uncut Jam?
I watched that one. Uncut
Jams.
We gotta put an old joke in there.
Yeah. Uncut Jam.
Any movies you're excited about that are coming out?
I'm excited for the new DC movies that are going to be coming out.
Oh, you're going off genre. I wanted to stick to it. No. I want to watch the Dairy. Is it just called Dairy? Or Welcome to Dairy?
Welcome to Dairy.
The show?
I heard it's going to be 3 seasons that take place in 3 different decades.
I heard that the original It movie, that the writer, one of the writers, he didn't...
When you say original It movie, what do you mean?
The original It movie?
The little miniseries?
No, the actual movie.
Okay.
There was a miniseries?
Yeah, the first It movie was a miniseries.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, what else would be the original thing?
The miniseries.
Oh, what else would there be?
Unless you want to say, oh, the original It.
What's the... Well, what's
is the book.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Uh-huh. So we're not going to say movie, we're going to say miniseries. But for anybody that didn't fast forward through the credit and even knew there was a second one with all adults. The guy that made it said he didn't even read the book. And so, like, that's why I was, like, way off. I never read the book, so I don't know.
I read some of the book. It's really long.
But that's what I was saying.
There's a really nasty scene in the book.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But then that's why I think, like, the Dairy show would be good, since there's a lot of shit in the book that's not.
And there's something about a turtle.
Oh, I heard that too. I heard John Ritter was like, so is a turtle going to be in here? And then everybody was like, what is he talking about? And then he's like, oh, they didn't read the fucking book.
Oh, man, he goes for the source material.
Yeah.
He's professional.
Like, I didn't, I don't know what happened to a turtle. What's with the turtle? Did he shapeshift into a turtle?
No, I think the turtle saved the day.
And that's why I didn't make the cut. I was just saying this yesterday. I don't really remember the miniseries. The second part, like the one they're all adults. I just remember the first part. I don't remember. I think maybe because I would always fall asleep.
Or I think it's just because we watched it when we were younger, so we associated more with the kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think I fell asleep because not only did I just watch this whole movie, because you can't just fast forward to it. But not only that, but I felt like the adult, like, it was just, I wasn't really following the story.
The werewolf part always scared me. I'm afraid of werewolves.
Are you?
Yes.
Did you see the wolf moon the other day?
Yes.
No,
I look at the moon every day.
I look at the sky. He looks at the sun without sunglasses. I forgot the whole point of what I was saying. Talking about werewolves?
You're talking about werewolves.
So are you going to see the Wolfman movie?
I'm interested in it.
It's kind of like, oh, because I want to go to the movies, but... I think I'd rather see, whatever it's called.
Nosferatu.
I feel like I could never see it.
Bounce on it.
I'm gonna go to the movies and, like, the Nose Tofu. You try to say it real fast.
Nosferatu.
You know. That's, like, the only good thing about...
Like when you go to a restaurant and you just point at the menu, I'll take that.
I'll take this one. You go to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
and you want the chili relleno, but you don't want to say it like that. I'll take that one.
I'll take that one. Oh, man, for the longest time I wanted, oh my God, what are those tacos called?
Birria?
I always wanted to order them, but I could. I every time I would get up to the speaker to order, I'd forget how to pronounce it. And then when we got a new taco spot in town, they had it as a number. I was like, yes, I want the number 6.
Which one was the number 6?
They asked me that one time.
You're like, oh, I don't know. Just someone told me.
Thank God for the Google Translate.
All right, I think we're coming up on our time.
This was just an introduction.
Yeah, let's cover our ass with that. We'll
cover about the introduction.
Next time we'll have more shots and have more to say. More
shots and then we'll have a movie. Comment what movie if we're.
You gotta watch the next episode. Yeah, listen.
Should we go with horror, comedy? Action, 80s action. I love 80s action.
A rom-com.
We'll go on a Jean-Claude Van Damme binge.
There's a whole podcast, this is just random, but they rewatched the Buffy series, and the podcast is called The Rewatcher.
The Rewatcher?
Yeah, that was clever, because, you know, the Watcher and the rewatching.
That's a very good series.
Yeah. I'm sad that I lost my place because somebody didn't pay their Hulu. And I was almost done.
They made Hulu difficult to pay.
That's the excuse.
That's the excuse. I had a new debit card and I didn't know how to change
it. Nobody said it was you. Nobody said it was you. So hopefully we get a Hulu sponsor out of this. Hulu and Squirt and Don Julio.
And Don Julio.
And maybe Chicken Mole.
And some Chicken Mole. The guy that kills the chickens.
Sponsor us.
Oh, God. Foster Farms. Hey.
And their dirty car. How come those dirty chickens are in that dirty car? And those were their spokespeople.
What happened?
And we still bought the chicken. Or were they saying, like, that's the chicken you don't want?
I don't know. We gotta rewatch those commercials. Those were interesting commercials.
That's when it was good.
Oh, gosh.
We gotta do a whole episode just on commercials.
On classic commercials.
Oh, maybe that'll be our next one. I'm like, what is it? I'm at a Blockbuster selling commercials. Get your shit together. You had a whole year. All right, well, make sure you subscribe to our follow. I don't know if it's a. I can't even remember. Yeah, subscribe when you follow a podcast. This is on. If you're listening to it, then you're listening to it on Apple or Spotify or one of those crazy things that kids listen to. So, all right.
And then you can turn your volume up now.
Yeah, you can just.
And go back, if you're on Spotify, go back to listening to...
Something good.
To something good. Or yeah. Nickelback.
Mm-hmm. Go Nickelback. Yeah. We gotta have a catchy outro. Don't know. Something. And that's a wrap.
We need more Don Julio and then we'll...
We'll just go with that's a wrap for now.
And that's all. Wrap!